Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. It is Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day, a.k.a. looks bad as heck outside here in Texas because it's raining like crazy. But heck, it's still a beautiful day because I'm alive and you're alive. So that's what's up. But anyways, kind of catch up what's going on today on the show. Obviously, on the show today, we're actually going to have a very, very happy to have one of a fam in the building. You know, of course, we got the Dust of Our Model Group, which consists of models who are signed or unsigned. That means either they're in, like, agencies or not in agencies, it's still like a group to kind of bring all those four of us together and help people network. So just glad that the people who are part of it are a part of it because it's definitely a movement I'm trying to make sure I continually do a great job at in improve where there can be improvements at. But today, as far as who's going to be on here today, my girl Duchess is going to be in the building. So I'm glad to have her. She's actually in the Bay Area. So anytime the Bay Area is in, it's definitely crazy on the show. And I mean, I know it's a lot of people from the Bay Area or even Cali, period, do listen to the show. So big ups to y'all, period. Also today on the show, you know, of course, we have our music break. And, of course, I play a very popular Cali song, so we'll play that. And then, hey, as well as the interviews, y'all can call in. Number is 347-202-0389 if you want to call in. I think this is my girl, Duchess, right here. I'm going to open up the line for her. All right, you're on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Who is this?
Hey, Steady Baby, it's Duchess.
What's up?
Not much.
I'm glad to have you in the building.
I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know, but we're actually supposed to have a show before, but we had both our schedules kind of doing crazy stuff. So I'm glad that this is finally happening. Glad to be having you on the show. Like, it's been long awaiting.
I'm glad we finally worked it out.
Most definitely. And you've done a lot since we first linked up. and whatnot, just throughout the time that I've known you, I've been just keeping everything that's been going on with you, and you just definitely been on your grind and just not stopping. Like, you'll do one thing and say that's not enough to keep it going. And
Right. Definitely
what our first thing we're going to get into is, like, how did you actually decide to start into the modeling industry? What was that thing that said, okay, this is going to be a model?
It's hard to say. One day I just, you know, somebody told me that I should model. So I started a group, which was Stuck Up Teen Models at the time, and it turned out really good. I got a lot of good exposure, and I kept at it, and here I am.
Well, definitely. And I mean, it the fact that you said, I remember you were telling me that when you started the team, it was basically that you were basically on a team to help others more. And I mean, that's a good trait that a lot of people don't realize. In order to really big of yourself, sometimes you got to help others first. And I mean, that's
right.
A really great trait y'all love about you.
Thank you. You know, everybody starts somewhere. And a lot of girls come up to me and they ask me, how do you get into a modeling? And I really want to do it, then I have no problem helping them out.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, and that's the reason, another reason why Dust the Line Model Group was started, is that kind of add to you just said there. It's a lot of people have this huge, I don't know, where they get the stereotype, because some people, the very few they meet, they act like that. They make that one little stereotype that all models are stuck up and don't want to say anything, and they too good to say anything to anybody, anything. All this stuff, and that's the thing that I was starting to, is to prove a point that where y'all know a couple of models like that, but as far as, like, I can say that when I look at you all pretty much very humble, and y'all willing to help people, and y'all do multiple things besides just modeling, too, and that's what I love about y'all, too.
Right. Most of it is just, you know, having that support system. If you do it on your own, then you're going to be on your own. And you bound to, you know, you have to meet somebody at some point. So if you have that support system, then you just is bound to go further and have greater success. That's what I believe in, at least. I don't know about everybody else, but that's what I try to keep myself.
All right. Most definitely. I noticed lately you've been doing some stuff of a group called Prejudicial Playmates. Actually, tell us, like, how you got into that.
Prejudicial Playmates is my modeling group. It consists of five young ladies. All go by the name of Milan. I have Alicia Banger, Yo-Yo Bangs, and Jay Sparkle. It's basically like the part two of Stuck Up Teen Models, but just bigger and better. I was 18 when I started Stuck Up Teen Models. I'm about to be 21 now. And it's just more on a serious level, you know?
Man, so you've been doing this strong for about 3 years now.
Yeah, on and off. The first year was Stuck Up Teen Models, and then I started to focus on my solo career. And I ran into, you know, more females who were more serious about their modeling and really wanted to jump on board. So I created Prejudicial Playmates, and so far we are rocking it. You know, we get a lot of good exposure, a lot of events coming up, so be on the lookout for that.
And as you said about events, they actually got an event coming up this week, actually. Let me know about that event.
The event is the I Need That Part 1 Vixen ENT Party, which will be in Marin, right outside of San Francisco, if you don't know where that is. It will be in California, and it is on Friday the 13th.
All right, definitely. Yeah, definitely. What's up? Oh, so I'm just talking about that. That's Friday. I just thought this Friday is Friday the 13th. Oh, Lord, we're going to have Jason marathons on all day.
No, geez. We're turning the karma around. It's going to be a good, great party. So if you're able to come out, anybody that's listening, and go come in and show some love and have fun.
Oh no, I don't think that y'all gonna have bad luck. I'm just saying, you go on the TV street every time Friday the 13th is, every time you come on TV, they start having those Jason marathons. Like, oh my God, cut off. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely, that's what's up, and I mean, you're definitely making a lot of stuff and stuff happen. It's because of always tell people, people think I start becoming like a broken record, but I, when I say it, it actually means it makes a lot of sense. Being humble gets you very far. Being very humble gets you far, and people don't understand, still don't understand that to this day what that really means.
Right. Well, I mean, being humble just makes people want to work with you more. You know, nobody wants to work with somebody who's all about themselves and self-centered and selfish. I wouldn't want to work with nobody like that. So it's a good work ethic to have.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play a quick song, and then we'll come back. I'll chop it over you some more.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, y'all. Yeah, I know this is like one of the most popular songs in Cali right now. Heck, around the country, coming from Cali. This is on the Rejects of the Cat Daddy. We'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Sunny J and the beautiful, talented Miss Duchess.
Check this out, baby girl. Why don't you check out a nigga? Man, I go to work. True winner. Jean skinny like Squirrel. Looking for your girl. Just missed her. Then my cat daddy and I took her down. Timber. When it's cold, mama call her winner. Swisher full of nuggets, daddy call her dinner. Baby got ass, shelter call it thinner. BBS Jackson, Gilly with the liver. Cat daddy when I dug it, cat daddy when I remember.
Like skins, they for rejects, I remember.
Competition, see the crease, they surrender. Smoke a wide cleft kush, now I'm going to the river. Move your arms like you wheelchair surf. Drop low, grab your shoulder like a fucker. Tell Power 106 to bang this shit. Big up to my bro Sam, he the king of this shit. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Black headlights, I'm too on. Do my cat daddy going back? I'm a motherfucking bull. When it comes to the yard, I'm the coolest kid. I'm in my prime barbecue rib. And he smells like pubes all around my dick. I black headed like a goalie. Rockin' guacamole. Dicks in your back, at your neck like a rolling. Lady with your chin, she ate the cat daddy lonely. I'm like a jungle fever, I'm the marshal. Yeah, I'm cracking like a newborn rooster. Take your chick in the mall, yo, we call that boosting. Don't get mad, it's your chick, she choosing. Okay. Daddy haters, screaming, what the fuck ain't doing? Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Big chain cost a couple bands. J-Hawk made a slapper on the track and dance. You gon' wanna learn it for a second. Dip up in the Range Rover Park like Yosemite. Keep a champ dog smoking like a chimney. Study of matter, energy is chemistry. Haters don't matter, bitches drain my energy.
Super fitted in the funk, I do. Daddy hip, come up, swing my arms.
Maybe I'm clubbing every weekend, I'm clubbing. Hoodies show me love and a fade is nothing. Rain on me every day, same pattern. Money. Since the day I was born, I've been a star patch. Cat, daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. Seti J, I see you, man. Yay!
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J. That was the Rejects track, Cat Daddy. And we're back in the building with my girl, Duchess.
Hey.
If y'all miss any part of the show, y'all can always go to iTunes, download the show for free, listen to it over and over and over and over. And all you do is type in Life at Dust Live. Look for the show title Model Duchess, and you'll find it, and you can check out the interview as much as you want. All right. So I want to talk to you about, I know you actually do music, too, because I haven't talked to you about that in a while. How was music going for you?
I haven't had time to really get into it like I've been wanting to, but I am going to make time soon. I do plan on dropping a mixtape sometime, maybe in the next couple of months.
Okay. You know, and I was like, damn, wait for that music. But you seem like you like extra busy with Presidential Playmates, so it does make it harder, much harder for you to do it. as far as doing it right now. So hey, yeah, that's how it is. I tell people all the time the show too. Like the show happens around everything else, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to get back into it. A lot of people actually don't even know that I do music unless they knew me from before, but I'm definitely going to get back into that.
Most definitely, most definitely. Which one did you want to do more? Did you start in modeling before music, or the music start before modeling?
Music was first. I've been doing music since, I think I wrote my first song when I was like 8 years old. So music was a big part of my life all throughout high school. I write, I do my own music and everything. So that's my first love.
Okay, well, there you go. Fact. Oh, definitely. So if that's the case, we know we definitely going to get some stuff from you pretty soon then.
Of course.
All right, most definitely. Now we'll get into actually in the mode where we start asking the crazy questions, and that's where it can be from the most little off the wall thing that's very, very not so crazy, all the way up to the most crazy stuff. All right, so
okay.
We'll go to first question.
Go.
All right, first question is, and it's pretty mild, who would you say would be the top three models in the game that inspire you?
That inspire me? I think Angela Lola Love is the baddest chick I've ever seen in my life. So she's inspiring. She's also doing the music thing, too. So to see her make that transformation and really, you know, be doing it and have success with it, that's really inspiring. Another model that I look up to would be, of course, the ever-so-famous Tyra Banks with her show. She took her model into the extreme, and she is a very powerful woman in the industry. So that's always inspiring. And last but not least, let me think, who's worthy? It's so many. You know what? I actually admire Keisha Dior, too, just because she's not, you know, the average slim, slender model, but she's still doing her thing, and she has her own lipstick line that is crazy that I'm in love with as well. So those would be my top three.
No, actually, with the exception of Tyra Banks, that woman is on top of her stuff. And you said two that I've never heard anyone say. It's always great to hear when I hear people have like new answers or whatnot. So that's very good. I'm feeling that. Yeah, Angel Lola Love is bad.
She is, and her music is good too. So she's like, that's exactly where I want to go with mine, you know?
Most definitely. So, yep, I can definitely concur. I feel you on both of those choices, three of those choices, excuse me. Okay. All right. So let's see the next question. Okay, so that means you do music too. So who would you say is your top three? And here we go. I'm gonna be more specific. Female artists.
Female artists. Lauryn Hill, of course. That's the queen of all. Missy Elliott. I like Missy Elliott and I admire her because her style is not the norm, you know. She's not always selling sex. She's not always, you know, popping in front of the camera. Her music is so diverse, so universal, and she has gone so far with that, and that's inspiring to me. Another female artist would have to be, a lot of people are going to kill me for this, but it's a tie. I like Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, you know. They both hot to me, so. I kind of cheated the pick four, but that
was
it.
Oh, you know, the team with that is going to pop up out of nowhere because they find a way. They find a way to get me on Twitter, but I find a way to shut
them
up.
Yeah, they probably going to get at me.
they always kind of get at me. I was going
to
tell them.
They need
good.
To stop that, though, because they both doing their thing, you know, so it's all love.
Right, it's definitely unwanted beef, and it's funny because when you see beef between male rappers, sometimes that helps elevate both. But it's just like, really, it's like, dang, man. But at the end of the day, Lil' Kim did her thing in her time, and Nicki Minaj tried to do her thing in her time, so heck, it is what it is. And I'm one of the people, you know, I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan. You know, y'all know that all day long. I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, but there are songs by her I like. And that's what people understand, because you're not a fan, you don't like certain songs. I just understand that. You got to be a fan
right.
of liking certain songs. All
that's
right,
true.
Okay. Okay, here we go. What's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you in this industry?
In history?
No, in this industry, in the bottle industry, what's
the
most embarrassing thing? Yes.
Let me think. I'm not sure. I haven't had any too embarrassing moments. That happened recently. After a video shoot, me and my models went swimming, and they dared me to jump in the pool because, you know, it's cold, and I'd be easing my way in, so I jumped in, and my top just was floating in the water. And I was really embarrassed, and they took pictures and everything, so, yeah.
Oh, Lord. They're going to use those pictures of black male. They're going to go, oh, so you want to get crunked today, huh?
Right? I know. It was so embarrassing. I hate, oh, goodness. I'm going to get them back, though. Yo-Yo and Jay Spark, I'm going to get y'all back.
Oh, my God. You know what? Okay. When I went to I saw a picture of y'all was at the pool. On Facebook, it must have happened right before then or after then.
Yeah, no, it was right before, and I was trying to hide. You can see from the back that my top actually is not on, but it's from the back. So, yeah, that was the picture that they posted on my page. See how they do me?
Wow. Yeah, you gotta get them back. Get them back.
Oh, I am. It's going to be on every front page of everything.
All right, most definitely. As far as, like, another thing I definitely want to talk to you about, too, as far as, do I have any more crazy questions? Oh, I know one. This is, like, one of my favorite ones to ask, because models get this the most, so I've been asking this. What's the top... five worst pickup lines that the dealers came to up to you?
Wait, what's the top five what?
Worst pickup lines.
Worst pickup lines?
Yep.
I've had people come up to me like, do I know you? You know, like, it's so obvious. If you know somebody, then you know them. But that's my pet peeve. If you ask me that, I'm irritated already. Another one is when people see my modeling Facebook page and they say, do you model? It's like, it's so redundant. That's irritating as well. I don't really have so many pickup lines. They either just ask me for my number or say, how was your day? Stuff like that. I haven't had too many crazy ones.
And see, it's different when somebody asks and it's not clear on the meat. You know, some people take like grammar shot pictures and they got on their page.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between if you got model, you got model written on there somewhere, no, whatnot. So I don't know how they're not doing that.
I get a lot of that.
Because they can't keep your page out. They should have went, okay, you see model on there.
I don't know what they be thinking. I don't know. Maybe you try to start small talk. I don't know. Said you got to put up on game.
And see, that's the kind of stuff why people, and I'm about to put y'all on game, females, if you hit me up with text messages and it starts with, hey, and I say, what's up, what's going on, because I don't like all that small talk text messages, especially after you know me so long. That's very boring. It's not going to keep my attention. I got a bad enough attention span as it is, doing a million things at once at 100 miles per hour. You sending me a hate text message, ain't going to get my attention, especially when your replies are five words or less. Like, it's like, what is it with it? So
I have no idea. That's just, I don't know, that's in nowadays, I guess.
All right, well, okay, so... another question. I know guys who was keeping you off Facebook walls, like, oh, okay, let me see if I can find a way to get out of them. What's the best thing a dude can do to impress you?
To impress
you? And besides the usual be yourself, I'm going to go ahead and take that one away.
He just has to have a sense of humor. My sense of humor is through the roof, you know. I like to laugh and just be cool. I don't like the tense situations when you're trying to figure that person out. Just be, you know. It's really that simple. I'm attracted to personalities. So if you can make me laugh, then we have a chance.
All right. Well, there y'all go, fellas. So you just gonna put up more game. it can't be corny jokes, right? It got to be good jokes.
Yeah, they can't be
one. It can't be like,
yeah, that'll put you in the friend zone.
That kind of stuff right there. Okay, well, there you go, fellas. If y'all want to be in the friend zone, no why the chicken cross the road jokes.
Right.
All right. Well, go ahead and let everyone know as far as, like, the site they can catch you up on and just keep up with who Dutchess is.
You can contact me on my Facebook, www.facebook.com/DutchessDuh. I'm also on Twitter at I'm Dutchess, and I'm always on there, so I'm always ready to talk, meet new people, so go ahead and hit me up.
There you go. All right, well, you know, as anyway, going to close, as a reminder, everyone, a couple things. Make sure you go check out Dutchess that she's got going on. Hey, I can even see the bio page on Dutchspot and Dutch Divine Model Group at dutchdivinemodelgroup.blogspot.com. You can check out the Dutchspot at duskowls.ning.com. And remember, I'm going to leave y'all this as we always do. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a you, there's God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at Dust Live. It's your boy, Teddy J. Shout out to you, Justice, for coming through the show today.
Anytime.
And tomorrow, y'all, we got my boy, Domino Chia at the Midwest. And he's actually tomorrow's show is called Mean Kisses. And it's called Mean Kisses because he has a new single that's going to be released on iTunes this Sunday called A Million Kisses, and you got to check it out. He has a blog where if you make up a fan sign, blowing the kiss, say the million kisses, he'll put your picture on there, and that's at Domino, and that's Domino for E at the end, Domino A Million Kisses .blogspot.com. So there y'all go. All right, we're out. In the words of Chris Brown, this is...